here with my bride of 31 years.
Not 31 yet. We have about 18, Shannon, 19 more days to go.
You always say, the minute we turn 30 years, you were saying 31. So that's why I'm saying 31. Because you have been saying 31.
I didn't say 31 Shannon, all year long.
Shannon.
Javier.
Shannon, you got to be honest with people on this podcast. You can't just jump in there like that. You got to be truthful.
I am truthful. I have not been saying 31. I've been saying we've been married 30 years.
When we're doing workshops and events, you're saying 31 years.
Okay, this is how I gauge it. By the time we get to the end of, when we get around February and we're 2 months out, yeah, I say 30, I round up. But if it's still in like December, I'm like 30 years. I'll say 31 in April, which is soon. You are...
On the other side of April 18th, you're going to say, how long have you been married? Almost 32 years.
You know what? If I had a pie to shove in your face, I would right now.
We've been married almost 31 years.
I'm going to say we've almost been married 40 years. Javi's going on 60.
Shannon McCafferty.
Now you're gonna call me by my maiden name.
Okay. I find it interesting as I was watching, we were watching a show the other day. I don't know. This is a common thing. This is not uncommon, but we're watching a show and it was like this couple that met each other and they're just in such, like, they're just pursuing each other. And it was really evident. Like, they're just spending all this time together. Like, they.
Now I want to know what show we were watching.
I don't remember. I think it was a movie. Yeah, it was in the movie we were watching.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and so we're watching this movie, and you know, he meets this girl, and there's just this connection. There's this sense of like, oh my gosh, like this could be the person, and they're hanging out, and they're spending time together, introducing them to family.
And he was so intentional,
very intentional
about time, just conversation, flowers,
bringing her things, and just involved in the conversation. And as the movie progresses and they start, I guess, they're dating, and you see just life unfold with him going through some trauma and issues with, you know, his mom, and just a lot of these pieces unfold, and they're now sitting at a table, and they're, seems like they're just not as connected, and they're just eating quietly, and then they get into this argument, and there's just this disconnection, and it just gave this picture of like, where does that go? Like we start off in this incredible place of just being in wonder of the person that's in front of us and wanting to spend time with them and that pursuit. And for guys, there's this place of like, they want it, the hunt is part of the process, right? Pursuing that woman and making her your own and having those conversations. Like there's something that happens in men or in young men when they're pursuing that person. And the problem is, and Shannon said this before, the problem is that's what they're doing. It's not who they are.
And, so good.
And I was just thinking about that.
And
so
I
many
said
of these
it.
Men, that's not, it's what they're doing because they've been told to do that. They've been told, well, go after
not,
the beauty,
not told,
pursue
they've
her.
Seen that. They're like, they've well, seen it. This is how that relationship works over there. Yeah. I see him do these things.
Yeah.
So I'll do those things and I'll get the girl.
I just not like, seriously? Like, come on. If you're a guy listening to this and you've been pursuing your spouse or pursuing the person you're dating, or maybe you pursued that way when you were dating and now you're married and you're not doing that anymore, you need to step it up. Like, come on, get back to that place when you were in this hot pursuit of that woman that you wanted to make your wife and all the things you loved about her and the life you wanted to have. Do you remember that? Like, I'm telling you that I am also guilty of this.
You used to take a piece of paper. Well, we didn't have phones. You used to take a piece of paper and you'd write me this love note or a poem. And then you'd put these like.
Don't say that. It was so incredibly goofy.
No, but you drew like twigs and leaves around.
Vine
like you created.
With little hearts.
You created like a little border, like a
Moses.
Little frame for the poem.
Do you want me to start doing that again? I can do that again.
I would love for you to sit down and just do that.
I'm going
to
do it. I think I'm good with that. I'm not. Shannon, okay, let's be honest here.
No, let's be honest.
Do we still date? Do I pursue you? Do I love being with you?
Yeah.
Enjoy time with you?
1,000%.
Like those things from the beginning that we used to enjoy doing that I still enjoy doing those things with you.
Yes.
Okay, so where...
Oh, you want me to tell you? Because I'll tell you. I have it ready.
Tell me, what are the things that I used to do when we first got married or was dating that I no longer do and you'd like me to get back to? And listen, if you're listening, you need to ask that question to your spouse. What are the things that I used to do when we were dating or married? What are the things I was doing before when we were dating or married that I no longer do and you'd like me to get back to doing that?
I wouldn't say no longer do, because you asked me this question like a month ago and I was like, I was just sitting there going, I can't.
Just couldn't think of anything. It was just perfection.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. Not. I remember early in marriage, if I ever asked for a back rub, I never got an eye roll or a complaint. It was like, sure. And now if I do, he's like, seriously? And then you went and bought a back massager on Amazon and you're like, go plug in the back massager.
I named him Javier.
And sit in your chair. And I think.
But do I do it? No.
Can I be honest? Early on.
No, Shannon, lie. Lie to everybody that's on here.
Early on in marriage, you were a little slower. That sounds bad. I didn't mean that the way it came out. I meant that
let's unpack that.
Your tempo.
Help me understand what you mean by that.
Okay, if you're a car, you were going like 30 early on in marriage. And now sometimes I feel like you go 65 or 70. And I'm like, can you flipping slow down?
I do feel
that now, your leg is twitching up and down always, and it's making me nervous.
I do feel that I have learned, especially since the marriage lab has been on the road,
I
have learned to slow down.
Yes.
I feel I'm doing better, but I do understand what you're saying, and yes, I receive that.
Okay. The other thing is...
Oh, there's more. But wait, there's more.
Like 10 plus years ago, I started doing this thing when you would go on a camping trip, and I would... I pack your suitcase full of a letter that you get to open every day. And every year, I change the theme of it. It's always a different theme.
Yeah.
And I have never received... card or letter.
When you go away, you don't go anywhere.
I go plenty of places. So I go plenty of places.
You do this when I go on this annual fishing trip because I go to the mountains and that's
like
a place.
I feel like you're justifying. That's,
I'm saying why you do it is not like every trip that I go on.
Okay, and I didn't say that every time I fly somewhere, because I do
one
fly
one time
places.
A year. When I go to the mountains, which is a place that usually I feel I process, I think through stuff. So
okay, my birthday was in December, and you didn't even give me a card.
If what you're expressing, that's common for us. But if you,
no,
if
it's
what,
not.
It's not. That's not true.
I give you a card every year. You get.
I don't know.
Because your words of affirmation, I want to feed that.
Oh
my gosh, I'm going to strangle you so bad.
When I open your cards, they have like three words in them.
You
usually.
Are so full. That's when I write to other people, never to you.
No, that's true. You do write me a few more words.
Yeah.
My cards, though, you are very lengthy.
I have nothing to say to other people. Happy birthday. Have a great day. What do you want me to say to them? Sorry.
I can do better at giving you little notes and cards
I don't need notes or
when
cards.
You go places.
No. You're missing the whole point.
What's the point?
Okay. You used to find ways in the past to surprise me. Sometimes it was a brand new purse or a brand new pair of shoes. Or you would come in and you'd be like, I got my mom to watch the girls tonight. We're going to go out to dinner. And I'd be like, oh. So you just found ways to surprise me. So if you literally came back from the gas station right now with a package of gummy bears, I would be smiling ear to ear.
Por supuesto, Shannon.
What?
So can we be on, are there times where, is that something I never do or it's not as often?
I didn't use the word never.
I'm asking.
It's not as often as it used to be.
Okay. So I can be better at that.
I feel that you get tunnel vision. And in the season of life with the marriage lab, you have tunnel vision.
Okay.
Okay. Do we don't want to bring on a therapist?
No, I hear you. I receive that. And okay. I can, in the busyness of life, yes, I can be
okay,
better
now
at that
I have
aspect.
To ask you that question.
I don't know.
Used to do that I stopped doing?
There's a lot of stuff that you used to do that I don't want you to ever do again. So we can start there. I have that list. Don't ever do this again. So
that's scary. Okay.
No, I think you've grown like more adventurous.
Do you need me to play Jeopardy music?
You've grown like more adventurous with me and doing things, which I really appreciate. I would say, nothing's coming to mind right now, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I'd have to think through that and maybe come back. Maybe by the end of the podcast, I might have something.
Oh, great. I can't wait to hear a nugget from Javi.
Javi's nugs.
No. Oh, see, I shouldn't have started this.
Here comes a bite-sized nugget from Javier. Mm-hmm. We started in that place and where we wanted to go today, and that's part of why we're kind of bantering on this piece is this place of where we all started in our boot camps and even workshops. We talk about, you know, where did you start? How did you begin and how did you get here? And if we were to go ahead and peel back all the layers and see how you arrive to where you're at, it's going to tell this story. And it's going to tell a story of how you haven't shown up in certain ways in your marriage, how you used to be really intentional in pursuing and connecting with your spouse, and you don't do that as much anymore. You used to be really focused on their needs and the things that they really enjoy and wanting to, you know, do those things for them and create experiences so they can enjoy those things, and you don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
You used to be really intent in listening, like making eye contact and focusing and understanding, and not so much anymore because you're swiping while they're talking.
Yeah.
You've gotten so disinterested in your life, the beautiful life that you wanted to create, all the hopes and dreams that you had standing at that altar. And then you start to blame the other person for how you arrived to where you're at. And that is a bunch of bull.
Yeah.
Because that's not how it works. Even if the person has done some things that have greatly impacted your marriage and where you thought it would be, there's still personal responsibility on your end. So I'm not talking about like, yeah, there could have been infidelity that came into your marriage and it's devastating. But there is still also this place of where you're responsible for you and choosing how you're going to walk that out. But we get to a place in our marriage of like, man, how did we get here? Because we tell couples all the time, it wasn't overnight. It wasn't one big event. It was daily decisions, choices, and actions that eventually led to the circumstance, the decision, the environment of your marriage that you don't like.
Whether you want to take ownership of it or not,
You're there.
Where you're at is your responsibility, is your ownership. And that's the part.
No, hear what you said, where you're at. We didn't say where you both are at. I said where you as an individual are at, because even if there was infidelity, you know, you didn't cause that. In a sense, like they made a choice. That's not on you. That's their choice.
Yeah.
Even if it was really a difficult season in your marriage, they still made a choice.
Yeah.
But where are you at in your response and how you walk it out is still up to you.
Yeah, because I think the biggest thing is the ownership component of like where you're at. We always want to blame. Well, here's the reason we like to blame outside circumstances is because then we don't have to take personal ownership. We can say it happened during COVID and, you know, the whole world was up.
It was COVID's fault. It was an uproar
and that's why our marriage fell apart. It was because we had too many kids in a short season and we just got caught up in parenting.
Had the children. You did the deed and that's what happened. You cannot
We look for things to blame so that we don't have personal responsibility and ownership, because it makes us feel better at the end of the day to say my marriage fell apart because of fill in the blank and not because of me or where I'm currently at. Yeah.
And it may have fallen apart because someone, there was an act and they did not want to reconcile
and you've done everything you can.
I get that.
That happens.
But why we were bringing all this up is this place of how did we arrive to where we're at? When, and we talked about this in the last podcast, so we're continuing it, is when did you lose that sense of awe and wonder and joy in your marriage? I told Shan this yesterday, that we get busy, we get focused on all the things we need to get done, and also sometimes things that are in front of us that we have no idea what's next, that we have no idea how this will pan out. We have no idea what's going to happen next with 24/7 marriage in some respect, or the marriage lab being on the road and what's next after that. But can't we have joy in the midst of all of this? And I think that's what I want to focus on. There's a scripture, and I should have brought it up, but it literally says that I have joy because of you.
Yeah.
That's a scripture. Paul said that. It's a period. I have joy because of you, period, because of God. It wasn't, I have joy when things are good, just going great in my marriage. I have joy when my kids are doing well, when the bank account is full, when we're in such great, intimacy and connection.
Our sex life is amazing. Yeah. So I have a lot of joy.
It says, I have joy because of you, because of who God is. Mm-hmm. And it's not because of the circumstances around me, what's good, what's not. It's not dependent upon that. It's dependent upon the person. And I was reminding Shannon that we need to have joy in the midst of the season. And I feel that I have allowed myself to get to a place where I haven't had as much joy.
Amen.
And like I told her, I go, I want to have just like joy dates. We go out and we just have fun. Like, we don't go bowling together, which would be funny and goofy.
We do go bowling.
I know we went indoor rock climbing, a while back, which is fun. Like, just finding fun things to reignite that joy in your marriage again. Some of you, that's just simply what you need. You need to reignite that awe. And when we say awe, we're talking about appreciation, about wonder, and about excitement.
Yeah.
And when you think about that word awe and what it actually means, it's a feeling of reverential respect mixed with fear or wonder. And this is not about a bad fear. This is an honoring fear, right? Like a fear of God. It's like an honoring fear, a reverent, that your spouse is holy and beautiful and to be pursued. Right? Awe is about to inspire, like that, to be filled with wonder. Like that's what it is when we think about that, to have this appreciation like you did from the very beginning for your spouse. The wonder you had about them and what could come from day one when you stood at the altar and you gave all those promises and you were so excited about and you talked about your life together. What you promised to do, we actually forget. And then we don't have this appreciation, this wonder, and this excitement in our marriage. And when you do, and when you start having that again, and you start experiencing that, I think it reinvigorates your marriage and moves you from seeing all the negative to seeing all that is good, or that can be good.
Well, for me personally, I try to live from a place of joy despite what's going on in our life. It could be something, a family issue, a financial issue, whatever it is. There's always things that can pull you down from being in that place of being joyful. So I try to move towards being joyful. Like yesterday, you said to me, you're like, gosh, you seem so down and bummed, Shannon. I was like, I just had my head in my computer. I had a ton of work to get done. This is a day after boot camp, and I had a lot to get done. And but then you and I, we went out in the snow and we went grocery shopping, but then we decided to stop off somewhere for an early dinner. And just that 45 minutes in the restaurant with you.
It was pouring down snow.
It was, it was dumping snow. Yeah. But just us sitting across from the table from you, and just it let my guard down, and I actually even, didn't I ask you? I asked you to forgive me. I said, forgive me, because I was uptight, and I have so much to do, and I'm like, I need three more Shannons, three more younger, smarter Shannons to help me with the workload. But just having that short dinner with you reinvigorated me, and I love spending time with you. I love just sitting across the table, eating chips and salsa, and just connecting and talking. That, for me, fills my tank and reminds me of the awe of Javier.
The awe of Javier.
It sounds like a perfume. we should come out with a perfume.
The 24/7 marriage perfume and cologne.
Awe.
No, not like that, Shannon. Come on, let me do it.
Okay.
24/7 marriage brings you awe. No, not that's too much.
It sounded a little.
No, I don't think you can use the word awe. No, you can't. That doesn't go. It doesn't work.
You can just say the word in awe of something, but you can't really exaggerate the word, because then it comes off a little too.
It's a little too much.
Like,
what we want to encourage you on this podcast is that you would pause for a moment and remember how you started and look at your marriage right now. Maybe it's a difficult moment. Maybe you're faced with some trials, some difficulties. Maybe things are good. They're okay. You're getting through life and you know you need probably some refreshing. What if you pause for a moment and you looked at where are the areas where we have allowed that awe to fade out, that just sense of, you know, appreciation for our spouse, for the things that they do, for who they are, that wonder about, man, there's more to explore, to unpack. You know, we talked about our last boot camp to have this place of being a student of your spouse,
yes,
to study them, to know them, especially in the moment they are in their life as things shift and change in each of our lives over time, and excitement. So would you look at your marriage and say, what needs to change here? Where can I bring in more excitement? And I promise that, so here's what I would tell you to do. Take a piece of paper and write down the word awe, and then write next to it appreciation, right? That's the acronym, wonder and excitement. And under appreciation, how have I been appreciating my spouse? Where can I just begin to appreciate them? You just got that. That was a...
Yeah.
Really?
I'm late to the game.
Wow. Okay. So how you appreciate them?
Yeah.
And wonder. What can you begin to do? And under wonder, like, what are the things that you want to ask them that maybe you haven't been asking them? Hey, how are you in this area? Do you have concerns about your health? Do you have, like, is there some things that you want to do that you haven't done that I can be a part of or help you fulfill?
Can I add something to that?
Yes.
A great thing to download for free on our website is a date night in, because there is two sheets full of questions that we already curated for you to ask one another. So you don't have to come up with the questions. Just download. Yeah. It's free.
Yep. Yep. And then next one with excitement, like, where can we bring more excitement? Is it just fun things we do? Is it a trip we want to plan? Is it just being goofy with each other and laughing? Is it finding ways to really enjoy the person that you are married to? And here's what begins to happen. You now begin to look at those things that are good, that are beautiful, that you enjoy about them. You remember where you started and you start coming back to that. Because you have maybe allowed so much, whether it's pain or hurt, frustration to come in, how they're not doing this. You've seen so much of the negative that you're missing all the good that is there, that is still there. And I think we talked about a couple podcasts ago, right? Seeing the good within your marriage. And then when you do, guess what happens? It begins to redeem your story.
Yeah.
It begins. Why are you looking at me that way? Are you looking at me in awe? No, you're not. I think that was like, you need to be quiet now. Look.
Actually, I was thinking of something else.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Mm-hmm. I do you feel that's a good exercise for people to walk through? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, nothing else to add to that.
Hobby, you always do this. Every podcast that we do, I won't say, I use the word always. That's something we're not supposed to do. Is often you go on a rant and you go down this dark alley with all your words.
Not a dark alley.
And then you look at me and you're like, you want anything to add? I'm like,
my mind.
I have.
My mind works that way where it just starts going. The words just start coming out.
Maybe you should just have a podcast by yourself. Out.
But this is why I paused. This is why I paused and recognizing I was saying a lot and wanted you to. What do you want to add? What do you want to say, honey?
Well, I don't know, because the thought I had 30 seconds it left because you kept talking.
That's why you need a piece of paper. Put your hand up if you want to interject.
I do. I reach across and I touch you.
Okay.
But you didn't see me.
Do you want to add anything to that before we wrap up?
No, I think everything you said was amazing.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Amazement?
Oh my. She doesn't even know her own thing. Appreciation.
Appreciation, wonder and excitement.
Yeah. Having that awe.
Yeah.
And
I think you should make it a download. You should create that tonight.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that today. Not a problem.
You should. You don't have anything.
We'll get
to
something
do.
Out around this. A download for you guys around this. And I don't know. It just was something that was just striking me, and I've been thinking a lot about. Is
do you still have wonder when you see me?
Really, I wonder why you're here still. After all we've gone through and the journey I've taken you on, why is she still? Oh my gosh, she's still here.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, look at her. Still come down the stairs. Wow. Okay.
You make it sound like you've been a horrible husband.
No, I do. I have appreciated. And I think we've done well with that about showing each other appreciation. And I think it's the place of just wanting. I mean, we have a lot of excitement in our life. I believe we do.
Yeah.
But it's the things that we're doing that are related to the work that we do. And I want it to be us just to have more excitement together, more joy, like just fun things to go and do.
Yeah.
That we're not so concerned. We got to do this, got to do that, got to do that.
We're playing pickleball because this week.
To me, it is more life-giving.
Yeah.
To do those things with you. And it refreshes me to, and I think I'm better in our marriage and better in a lot of areas when I get to do those things. I know me. I can't go. I have to have those moments of refreshing and those moments that fill my tank to be able then to give again.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
And I think that's definitely what's needed. And for me, it's just excitement and reminding myself to have joy.
Yeah.
To operate with joy.
Yeah.
And to be thankful and joyful for what we have and for where we're at. Well, I just, as a guy, you just get so caught up in, oh, I got to do this. And handling finances in this area and providing for that and thinking through the growth of the work that we're doing with 24/7 marriage. And you start thinking about all that and I can begin to lose joy, but not find joy in the midst of busyness or craziness. And here's the thing, we're all busy. So that's not the excuse.
I know you want to wrap it up, but I want to say something.
You may.
My joy shouldn't be dependent on you, but because we are married and we share this life together, sometimes when you can be in a place where you're not having a lot of joy, it does bring the temperature of the home down. Like, I'm just like,
ugh. Yeah. Well, that's what I was telling you yesterday.
I know.
That was yesterday, and I've done it.
Yeah.
And I know. And not even though it's not a lot of joy, it's getting so focused on what we're doing. And I can easily allow myself to get overwhelmed by everything that has to take place and feel the weight of that, that it just comes out of me. And so I think that's what we're encouraging people. If that's you, stop it.
Oh, okay.
If that's you, that's something you need to be aware of, that I'm bringing this into the marriage.
Yeah.
And it is affecting the temperature of the home, if you will, the ethos of the home. Your kids will feel it. Your spouse will feel it when you carry that weight. And it's okay if you are. Just say, it's a hard day, or I'm navigating this, or I'm not feeling really joyful, and I know I want that. I just need a break from this. Let's go for a walk. Let's go do this together. Let's go play some pickleball. Whatever it is you do to have that point of refreshing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a great podcast.
Yeah. So find that awe again in your marriage and in your spouse. As always, I want to remind you, we are a partner-supported ministry, and your support would be invaluable to us to help continue to reach more marriages. If your marriage has been impacted in any way by our podcast, by our resources, a boot camp, a workshop, whatever we've done, we would invite you to partner with us on a monthly basis of any gift that helps us sustain this work and to keep going and reaching couples and seeing healing, restoration, and marriages restored and all returned into marriages.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you. You can find everything you need about us in the show notes. And always remember that in marriage, you don't have to.
You get to.
Have an incredible week, and we'll see you soon.
See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the 24/7 Marriage Podcast. Help us expand our reach by rating and leaving us a review on iTunes. Make sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss an episode. For more information on the work we do and how to support 24/7 Marriage, head on over to 247marriage.org and click on Partner With Us. Until next week, remember, in marriage you don't have to, you get to.